Now I would like to request our most respected brother, Dr. Mohit Gupta, on the stage. Dr. Mohit Gupta is currently working as a professor of cardiology in G.B. Pant Hospital and medical superintendent of cardiac sciences. He is also the cardiologist in Parliament Health Annex for honorable members of Parliament and others. A very interesting personality is with us, who is working for honorable members of the Parliament. Dr. Gupta has a distinct achievement of getting more than 18 gold medals and 5 silver medals in his medical career. He was recently awarded with prestigious Agra Ratna Award for distinguished medical and social services to the society. And you know one more interesting thing, he is the brother of Sister Monica. Their whole family is associated with Brahma Kumaris and giving godly services for the organization since more than 3 decades, 32 years. And he has given, can you guess how many lectures he might have given? Nearly 700 lectures has been given until now. He has traveled extensively in USA, UK and other countries also. Very interesting thing I would like to share here is that he believes that practicing Raj Yoga meditation helps one in having a holistic approach to any disease. I underline any disease. So today he is also going to share his wisdom, unfold the mystery of creating conscious future. Welcome, brother Dr. Mohit Gupta.
Om Shanti, and very good evening to all of you. Thoda pyar se bole Om Shanti, thoda muskura ke bole Om Shanti. Iske fayde hote hain ki aankh bhi khuli rehti hai aur maza bhi aata hai. You have been listening to some of the beautiful lectures for last 1.5 days. Course hamara pura ho jata hai and 50% of our journey is complete. Then all of us have to give a test paper. So are you ready for that test paper?
Yes. आवाज नहीं आती है टेस्ट पेपर का नाम सुनते ही. हाँ, yes, okay. So I give you, I put forth a beautiful question in front of you. You have 3 choices, or you can change the question, whatever you think is appropriate, and then we will analyze. Okay? We all work. How many of us work? How many of us work for money? First choice. Second, how many of us work for happiness? Second choice. And the third one is, how many of us work for money and happiness both? You have all the choices. Be honest to yourself. Think and then answer. Just wait. I'm coming to that. 2 seconds to reflect. Okay. How many of us work for money? Anybody? Take. Okay. We have around about 5-10 guys who work for money. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. How many of us work for happiness? We have little more hands. You can raise your hands like this. Not like this. Kabhi isme uthaya usme, like this. Okay? So we have 20 people who work for happiness, and I request the organizers to transfer their account to my account because they work for happiness. They don't need money. Okay. And how many of us work for both money and happiness? Okay, majority. I think you didn't listen to my question. I had said that if you think the question is incorrect, you have a choice to correct the question. Listen. Is it important in a life to work for happiness, or is it more important in a life to work with happiness? Your answer, please. For happiness or with happiness? Your choice. For happiness or with happiness? Louder. Yes. For peace or with peace? Yes. For love or with love? Yes. The answer of your mind is right here. This is the problem of our life. We are running in a race thinking that happiness and peace is going to come after working, after earning, after doing so much. It is never going to happen like that. You have the power to create what you want right here at this moment. Your mind has the power. No one else can do it for you. You have the power to do it for you. Let us clear this thing right here and forever. So that when you go home, you are not doing the thing for, you are doing them with. You are enjoying your life. You are doing your work with love, with peace and with happiness. One thing that is happening constantly in this hall is thoughts. Each one of us is continuously thinking, right? One thought after the other thought and again after thought. And all those thoughts are accumulating. Each thought that we think, that we generate, is acting on four different levels. Analyze this. First, your each generated thoughts generates and directly strikes your mind and makes you feel the way you are feeling today. On some days you are feeling very good and some days you are feeling very upset. And on the days when you are upset, you don't have to check anything. You just have to check what your mind is thinking. If it is thinking negative, you don't feel like doing anything. You say, I don't feel like working. That is the first target of your mind. The second target of your mind is your 300 trillion cells of your body. Every thought that you generate, if it is a thought of happiness, it will radiate to all your cells. All your cells. Your cells will be dancing. Even if you are in pain, you forget the pain and you start celebrating. Aisa hota hai sabhi ke saath. If you are suffering with an injury and suddenly you get a good news. You get a good news. On that day, don't you forget the pain of your body and start celebrating? Yes or no? Yes. It does. It is affecting on her. It is always mind over matter. Your thought is controlling your body. Your body is not controlling your thoughts. The third target for your thought is, it goes and directly reaches the mind of the person for whom it is generated. If I am thinking something good about you, suppose you are my very good friend, okay? You are my very good friend. I remember you with all my heart. I really remember you. And suddenly, what will happen is, you call me. I was just remembering you. Oh, you just called me. This is telepathy. Your thoughts are working like magic. No telephone, no mobile, no mailing system can work faster than what your thoughts can do. And we often say, "Arey, socha hi to tha, I just thought." How does it matter? Each thought matters. Because it is radiating and reaching the person for whom it is destined. And that person may be you. Mujhse to hota hi nahi hai. I won't be able to do. I won't be able to sleep. I won't be able to get up. I won't be able to perform this. You are radiating that energy. You create a thought for your own self. Thought goes and reaches your mind and says, no, you are not able to do that. You won't be able to do that. And ultimately you see, you write your destiny, you script your destiny. I am unable to do that for myself. Scripting your destiny. And fourth place where your thoughts is going is, it is radiating to the environment. To the environment. It radiates to the universe, as rightly said. Let us take an example. The energy of this particular hall is equal to the energy of 300 minds. Agreed? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. A little louder please. Yes. Thoda muskurate huye boliye. Yes. Pyar se boliye. Yes. Yes. The energy of this hall is equivalent to the energy of all the thoughts that we are generating. Now listen and analyze. When we are talking about peace, when we are in a state of peace, we are radiating peace, the atmosphere of this hall becomes peaceful. In this peaceful atmosphere, if a soul who is disturbed, if a person who is really upset, who is on the verge of getting angry, he comes, suddenly enters, bashes the door and enters into this hall and sees that 300 people are sitting in utmost silence and peace. will that person, the chances of that person becoming angry will be more, or the chances of that person becoming peaceful will be more? Peaceful will be more. Let us see a different situation. Now, all of us are shouting on each other. All of us are gossiping. We are blaming each other. We are creating such level of energy, radiating such level of energy, that the energy of this hall depletes and there is a lot of stress and tension in the atmosphere. Okay? Now the same person enters into the hall, and that same person enters with the same level of energy, and he says that he sees that the energy of the hall is very, very low. The chances of that person becoming peaceful will be more, or the chances of that person losing temper will be more and becoming angry will be more. What? Losing his temper would be more. Who is responsible for making that person peaceful, and who is responsible for making that person angry? Who is responsible? Let us talk about us. Who is responsible? Can we say the energy of the hall is responsible for making person calm? Yes or no? Yes, naturally. If the energy is peaceful of the hall, then the person is peaceful. Then further we analyze that energy of hall is made by the energy of the 300 minds who are sitting here. So if that person becomes calm, the situation changes, we are able to change his mind. The responsibility of changing the mind and the responsibility of changing the situation of that person goes to each one of us. We are responsible for creating our destiny. We are responsible for creating a conscious future. Every thought that we are radiating, we are generating 50,000 thoughts different that we generate in a day. They are destined to influence the energy of this world, of the atmosphere, and of my own life. I have the power. And when I give my power to the outward situations, I give my power to the situations and the people outside, and let them control my peace, let them control my state of mind, that is the time when I lose control over my own self. That is the time when I say, I am very upset with you. That is the time I say, I am not feeling happy and comfortable because of this particular situation. Let us clear this one fact forever. Zindagi ki is ek equation ko hamesha ke liye humko clear karke jana hai, that we are the master of our mind. Situations may be outside, but the response that we generate from our mind is totally our choice. Agreed? Let us prove it a little more. Suppose you get up. Brother, you just get up. Okay? You don't appear to be with this session. I don't think you are a good guy at all. What kind of feeling am I radiating to you? Positive or negative? Negative. I say that all of you are not coming and flowing with the session. Your mind is going somewhere else. I don't think you are at the right place. Will my these words affect each one of you equally? Yes or no? Yes or no? It will not affect. The way you take my response, the way each one of you take my comment, totally depends on your state of mind. That is what is important for each one of us to understand. That what is happening in my life is my choice. Situations may not be my way. People may not be my way. But the response that I choose is totally my destiny and the way I think. That is why we are totally responsible for creating a conscious future. We are heading towards a medical disaster. By 2020, WHO says that 80 to 90% of the professionals of this world, including IT and medical professionals, will be suffering from some level of depression. 95% of the world population by 2020 will be having sleepless nights. I'm concerned, but I'm not surprised. Why I'm not surprised is because when we are generating thoughts with this kind of a mind, we are creating a destiny which is not very healthy. This disorganized mind represents the state of mind that each one of us is having today. We have everything. Everything is there in this room, but it is not organized. When you need that particular response, when you need to remain calm, you generate anger. When we need to generate peace, we are again getting irritated over small things. We have the power of peace, but being disorganized, we are not able to create that drop of peace in our life. And that is why the word disease, which is made of two words, dis and ease, the easiness in our life that goes away both physically and mentally, the disease proportions are rising. 75% of the IT professionals, the last year data, they show in India and Southeast Asia are having sleepless nights. They are unable, they are so preoccupied with their mind that they are not able to have a proper sleep. Why? Diseases like viral allergies, asthmas, osteoarthritis, heart attacks, they are on an increase. Today morning session, for the medical professional, I told them that out of every 100 cases that I am operating, 25% of the cases are between 18 to 25 years. Non-smokers, non-diabetics, no family history, significant level of stress, psychosocial stress, extreme level. Where are we heading? Is this the destiny we are here to write? We have a choice today, my dear young people, that we can rewrite our destiny by choosing the thoughts that we create, by choosing the thoughts that we are giving to our mind. Let us take a few examples. With the little 10 minutes that we have, I will show some beautiful examples that will actually make you reflect on the kind of life that each one of us has been leading. Let us see. One of the most beautiful powers of mind is the power to create. The power to create. One of the experiments that was recently carried out in America, this was carried out by Dr. Alan Richardson. He took three groups of basketball players. For the first group, he made them practice actually 20 minutes. The second group only visualized that they are practicing. And the third group didn't do anything. Can you believe it? After 1 week of this exercise, the improvement of game in group 1 and group 2 was remarkably similar. One group was just thinking that they are doing like this. They were not actually practicing, they were just thinking that they are doing this kind of a practice, and the improvement that occurred in that particular group was same without practicing. The power to create whatever you want in your mind lies with you. Check the thoughts that we are generating. Whatever we want to create outside must be first created inside your mind. It has to be created inside your mind. People come to me and say, I cannot sleep at night. I say, change this thought process today and tell your mind today in the night, today I am going to have a very peaceful sleep. I am going to have a very relaxed sleep. People don't work according to the way I want. I tell them, have a thought, every person is working perfectly well and making the system improve and perform better. Same thought, the energy in each thought is now different. what is the quantum of energy that you put in that particular thought is going to determine the outcome of your performance, outcome of your life. You are the masters of your destiny. That is why it is important for us to understand, give off pessimism, because pessimism leads to weakness and optimism leads to power. That is what we want to actually create in our life. This is what we as child, when we came to Brahma Kumaris, we have been taught that God is your protector. Your destiny is perfectly destined, written. Nothing wrong with you, nothing wrong is going to happen. Create positive thoughts. Create positive thoughts. So, aaj aap mein se jisko jo bhi problem ho, some personal, some professional, go and tell your mind today that yes, this problem is going off today. I am a healthy soul. I am a wonderful soul. I am a loving soul. I am a peaceful soul. I am a very happy soul. Change the quantum of energy that you are giving to your mind and you will see, you will script your next day beautifully well. Beautifully well. Our mind has a beautiful power to transform. These are eye-opening and one of the most, if I am to say in the Shakespearean language, wonderfulest of the experiments that I am going to present in front of you. These experiments were carried out by Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto. And what he did was, he used mind power and emotional energies and vibrations to change the physical structure of water. He chose a water from the same source, and one source of water was given this kind of energy, you are ugly. And the other source of water, the other water was given this energy that I am thankful to you. After 2 days of meditation only, the crystal pattern of water changed significantly of the same source of water. This was the difference that was studied. He went on to study these kind of emotions, different emotions like angel, love, peace and so-called, and you see the patterns were beautiful when the emotions were positive. When the emotions were positive. And he went on to say, by holding the intention of peace towards water, by thinking and by speaking and by acting with the intention of peace towards water, the water can and will bring peace to our bodies, our mind and to the world. What is working? It's our vibrations, it's our mind power that is affecting the food, the water that we are consuming. He extrapolated and carried out these experiments on food and similar experiments, similar results that when the vibrations of hate are given, the food got spoiled and the vibrations of love are given, the food was flourishing. It was same with the plants and this is the power that we have. He used this experiment even to carry out the effect of mind power on city crime, and you won't believe that when 4,000 meditation practitioners, they sat out in Washington and meditated only for 20 minutes for 6 weeks, it worked, this was published, the decrease of 23% was observed in homicides, in rapes and in assaults. Just by using your mind power, we can change and script the destiny not only of our life, but also of our world. Nothing else is working. You and your thought and each one of you who is sitting here, your thought can work magic. It can work magic first for you and then it can create magic and destiny of this whole world also. And the last experiment that I would love to show is power to heal. Our thoughts even have the power to heal any kind of illness that we are suffering from. This is one of the beautiful stories that I am going to narrate in front of you, that this gentleman, he is Mr. Stamatis Moratis. He was a Greek war veteran and he was diagnosed in 1976 with end stage lung cancer and he was given 9 months to live. Only 9 months to live. He went back, he said, the burials in US at that time used to cost $250. That was quite a money. He said, let me go back to my native town. And he went to his native town, which is called Ikaria, where funeral would cost less. He started reconnecting his faith. He started meditating. He started having a vegetarian diet. And he started being happy. He was given only 9 months to live. 1 year passed. 2 year passed. 3 years. 5 years. 10 years. His health was naturally improving. He was connected to his roots. He was more happy. And approximately after 15-25 years of his health, which was significantly improved, he went back to US to consult those doctors who diagnosed him with lung cancer. And he went there. He saw all his doctors who had diagnosed him with lung cancer were dead. He came back. And he came back and he died at the age of 102. And that is what that area is called as, that island is called as, the island where people forget to die. Nothing is happening. Medicines work only for a limit. Your mind power, your roots, your faith, your values, your lifestyle, this is what is going to create magic for you. The way you are thinking, your lifestyle is not the way you are eating, the way you are exercising like we believe. Your lifestyle is the lifestyle of this life which is here. The life which is governing ourselves. The life which is here, which is our soul, which scripts our destiny. That is where our destiny is scripted. And today, in only one slide that I am going to show you, these experiments which were conducted, now they have been very well connected and stamped by science. And this was the article that was published, that do we have our power, our mind power to control our DNA? Probably we thought that our DNA is our destiny. Whatever is in our destiny, that is destined and that cannot be changed. That cannot be changed. But science has something else for us. Something else for us. And this was published in Times magazine, which said that why your DNA isn't your destiny. Isn't your destiny. Because the experiments today clearly prove that we have the power. We have the power for the people who are meditating, for the people who are having a healthy lifestyle, who are thinking positively, who are eating healthy vegetarian food. The DNA expression, the folding and the unfolding of the DNA is totally under our control. Is under our control. That means if we want one particular happiness gene to be expressed, by our mind power, we have the power to make that gene express. If we want one particular gene not to express, we also have the power to make it not express. And you wanted evidence? Here is it. The evidence is right here. 30 men with prostate cancer, when they meditated and had stress management exercises, the expression of cancer-related genes was significantly less. The healing was high. So, we are in a world today where we have the power to create a conscious destiny. We have the power to unlock the potential within us by using the power of our mind. And I believe that 1.5 days you have more, probably you will be able to create a more beautiful and a healthy DNA for your own self, DNA of your soul. And you will script your own conscious future right from this particular moment. Understanding that your destiny is in your hands and not in anyone else's hand. Thank you so much for listening.